Last case for argument, Mayer v. Harris Trust Savings, Mr. Ewan.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is David Ewan. I represent the Cato Company in this matter. The District Court erred when it granted Maher's motion to reconsider the order requiring him to turn over his shares of stock he owns in a cooperative apartment. Maher purports to own these shares in tenancy by the entirety and claims that they are protected from the judgment owned by Cato. The court erred because these shares of stock are personal property, which cannot be held in the estate of tenancy by the entirety.
No, they do live there, though, right?
They do live in the apartment, yes.
And that is their homestead.
Correct. The shares of stock, the law is clear, are personal property, just as any interest
I don't know. Why doesn't your answer to Judge Mannion's question resolve the case, right? It's their homestead. This is a homestead exemption.
Well, the homestead exemption is only limited to $15,000, first of all, Your Honor. The judgment is for $42,000 plus interest and the value of the...
So are you conceding the $15,000?
I would concede the $15,000, yes.
So what, you mean they could foreclose and that would be a deduction?
Well, that's one possibility, Your Honor, but what I'm saying is he owns shares. When you own a co-op, you own shares in a corporation, and you have a proprietary lease in the apartment.
You don't. What if it had been a home in their own name? I recognize tying it in with the homestead exemption, but is it possible to segregate it, that only a certain portion of it is tenancy by the entireties?
Well, certainly, if they own a house. Or a
different
condominium.
Under a circumstance different than this sort of convoluted one, yeah.
Yeah, the circumstances are definitely different because here they don't own any property. All they own they don't own any real estate property. All they own is shares in the corporation, which is just personal property, as is any ownership interest in any business, whether it be a partnership or corporation.
You're putting an awful lot of weight on the difference between a condo and a co-op.
Well, there's a significant difference. I mean, again, because you don't.
But the difference is that the purpose of the co-op is to enable the people living there to exclude others whom they don't want, right? They have to approve sales. But that's the only difference, isn't there? That's the only real difference.
No, that's not the only difference because
what's the other difference?
The difference is because the people who live in the apartment don't own the apartment.
No, that's the formal difference. What's the real difference?
Isn't it also, in the case of cooperative apartments, that it's the purchaser invests substantially more than you do in a condo? Isn't it?
Doesn't
ensure that people who participate in that kind of an arrangement usually have assets in excess of that the usual condo buyer has?
Probably, yes.
The history, the real estate history?
I would think so, yeah. And certainly the co-op is designed to exclude people that they would not want to live in the building.
Well, exclude on the question of financial capacity.
Correct.
Not on other grounds.
Right, on financial capacity.
I mean, I think that's the case.
Right.
Doesn't it possess both this cooperative thing, both the attributes of personal and real property, though?
Yes, it does. But, again, they don't own any real property. They have a lease in the real property that's owned by the corporation. And we're simply seeking to get the shares of stock, which are the personal property, which is the ownership rights of Mr. Maher. The court agrees that the district court agrees that the shares of stock in the corporation were personal, even if a corporation owns a land interest, and further stated that such shares cannot be owned in tenancy by the entirety. The court tried to differentiate the shares in a co-op from the shares in a regular corporation by citing two cases, but both these cases support our position that a co-op owner does not own real property.
But does the statute distinguish between real and personal?
The tenancy by the entirety statute?
Yeah.
Sure it does. The tenancy by the entirety statute states that real property or a beneficial interest in a land trust can be held in tenancy by the entirety to avoid satisfaction of judgment. And that's in the Enforcement of Judgment Statute 735 ILCS 5/12-112. So it's specifically states real property, and then it claims the one exception, which is the beneficiary of a land trust. Now, the district court tried to include a co-op in that one exception to the real property statute by likening a co-op to a beneficial interest in a land trust, but these two are not the same thing because the true owner of a beneficial interest in a land trust, it's true, does own personal property, while the trustee owns both real property and personal property. However, the res of the trust is the real estate, and the beneficiary of the land trust is the ultimate owner of the real property. So his interest would convert from a personal property to a real property interest once the trust would mature. The difference there is because, of course, a co-op owner never actually owns the real property. The co-op owner's interest never changes from a personal property interest to a real property interest because they never actually own the real estate. And even for tax purposes, the Illinois Supreme Court, in the case of People versus Chicago Title and Trust, 389 NE 2nd 540, held that the beneficiary of a land trust is the owner of the real estate for tax purposes.
How does would a mortgage work on this particular piece of property? Financing? Is it, do you pledge the stock as opposed to having a lien on the real estate?
I'm not sure how a mortgage would work on that property.
Because a mortgage, of course, would require the signature of both, and that's the way most houses are financed with husband and wife.
I would think that the corporation would have the mortgage on the property, and the resident would have the shares of the stock. But I would believe that since the corporation has the interest in the real estate, then they would have the mortgage on the property.
Mm-hmm. And are they the sole shareholders?
The residents. The Mr. Maher and his wife are the shareholders.
They're sole shareholders.
Correct. Nobody own 302 shares. If there's no questions, I'll reserve.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ewan. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you very much, Your Honors. May it please the Court, the statute does not distinguish between real and personal property. Your Honor's question was not answered truthfully. 765 ILCS 5105 does not distinguish between real and personal property. The homestead issue was not waived. It was argued in court. Homesteads cannot be severed.
I thought the tenancy entirety, only if it's in real property does it prevent collection.
I disagree with that. Joint tenancy property can be held in personal property. So why would tenancy by the entirety not be able to be held in joint tenancy?
Assuming that you can't have a tenancy by entirety in personal property, but doesn't, according to your opponent, the statute doesn't provide the protection for the tenants against collection actions that it does if it's real property.
Okay, well, I would potentially agree with that in some circumstances the association can evict people for not paying their dues, but his statement about the mortgage is also false. If there's money owed on the property, the people have to pay their percentage of the mortgage because they don't lose their ownership interest simply because they haven't paid the association dues, which are the common expenses that the members pay, similar to a condominium. Your Honor asked about the difference between the condominium and the co-op. Well, people who have condos can be evicted as well for failing to pay the dues. However, that's a separate issue as to whether or not their equity interest in the condominium simply vanishes, which is silly. That's not what happens. The condominium association takes over and rents the property, but that doesn't affect the owner's equitable interest. To say that these shares of stock, Your Honors, are personal property, that's just absolutely silly. That's like saying a deed to a house is a piece of paper, and therefore it doesn't convey an ownership in realty. As Your Honor correctly noted, this is a hybrid. I've cited multiple cases that say this is a hybrid interest where these people have it, and it's certainly a homestead that's completely undisputed. The wife here has nothing to do with the debt. Cadle ignores the fact that in the lower court, They didn't even attempt to argue that there was any intent to defraud, which of course there was not. The people are married. It's used as a homestead. They live in the residence as a homestead. We can't just make those facts vanish because it's a co-op.
Is there a judgment on this debt?
Yes, there is. There's a long-standing judgment.
How does it affect? Is there a judgment lien on the real estate?
No. Well, that's a good question. I don't know if they've taken the steps to record their judgment, so I don't know the answer to that.
On this property, could the judgment against one spouse be a lien on this particular property, as it would be if it were a joint ownership in a piece of property, as opposed to tenancy by the entirety?
Well, I think Your Honor is asking whether it would be a lien on the husband's share, which is true, but the issue is that
it's not divisible, though. That's,
of course not.
I wonder what the law would be under this circumstance. Well, maybe there's no answer to that.
Well, I've cited in my brief, Judge, that I believe there's case law that says that during the marriage and during the lifetimes of my client and his wife, the tenancy cannot be severed. Now, that doesn't mean that the lien disappears. It just means that the tenancy cannot be severed and the lien cannot be perfected, which is what they've never done throughout this litigation because this is a homestead. And my client had a homestead.
That's my question. You say the lien cannot be perfected. That's my question.
Absolutely, it cannot. That's Illinois law. And they offered nothing to contradict that, by the way. Simply the simple issue that, well, there are pieces of paper, these stock certificates, these cases on other corporations, how in the world are those relevant? They're not co-ops. Those corporations weren't cooperative apartments. This cooperation only exists to own the land where the people live. So to me, those cases were completely irrelevant. I've cited cases from other jurisdictions that say that when the people, the husband and wife, live in the homestead, that can be held, a co-op can be held in that form of ownership. I don't know where in the world this appeal is going, Your Honors. This is clearly homestead property. They're clearly husband and wife. The tenancy cannot be severed, and there's just no question about it. If my client were to predecease his wife, then it would never be severed. And I've got a case in my brief that cites that. Just a couple other points. They say we didn't make the homestead argument in the lower court. That's just nonsense. I mean, it's right in our reply, which is was filed on June 21, 2006, page 3, paragraph 10.
Reply.
We're arguing the homestead issue. That wasn't waived.
You're talking about up here, down
in the lower court. And the record will reflect that this argument was, and the judge, I think, in his opinion, made the reference to that too. But in their brief, in their reply brief, they're saying we waived that in the district court. That's just nonsense.
You can waive something by raising it in a reply brief up here. I don't know about what the district judge does.
Okay, well, my opponent is saying that in his reply brief for the first time that somehow we waived this issue in the district court when clearly that's false. He's also saying the statute distinguishes between real and personal property. The statute that talks about the creation of a property in tenancy by entirety, that's also false. Page 16 of my brief. Homesteads are homesteads. There's no dispute this is a homestead. It can't be severed during the lifetimes of these people unless they were to transfer out. The debt is completely uncollectible, and they should know that. They should know that, and they're not accepting that, and they're continuing to pursue this appeal, which has no hope of prevailing, in my view. I mean, I've looked at these statutes, and these arguments are all uncontradicted. These cases from other states involving corporations that aren't co-ops, how in the world do they control this honorable court? You know, sometimes the members of the condo are asked to leave because they don't pay their dues. That doesn't make their equity interest disappear. That's nonsense. We ask that the decision was not only not clearly erroneous, it was completely correct. There's no reason to believe that an Illinois court would not extend joint tenancy by the entirety of property to a co-op. No reason to believe that that would not be the case. Joint tenancy property can be bank accounts, even motor vehicles. Why in the world can't a residence that's occupied by husband and wife be held in tenancy by an entirety? It makes no sense. The decision should be affirmed. Unless Your Honors have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Ewan, how much time does he have? 2 minutes?
Your
Your Honor, counsel is missing our argument. We're not seeking to sever the tenancy by the entirety. We're stating that the property could never be held in tenancy by the entirety in the first place. The argument to try to...
It just doesn't make any sense, because why would Illinois say, well, you can have a tenancy by the entirety for a condo but not for a co-op? Why?
There's no cases in Illinois saying that you can have a co-op in tenancy by the entirety. Other jurisdictions say that you cannot. And again, the reason
I'm asking, what is the difference between a condo and a co-op that would justify, or that would explain, why it is that you'd have different rules about tenancy by the entirety?
The difference is simply because they don't own any real estate.
It's so formal. What's the practical difference? Look, lawyers and real estate people, they're constantly arranging transactions in different legal forms. Judge Mann, you mentioned mortgages. Now we have, these home equity loans. So why should just a difference in the mode of financing or mode of control of sales, would a rational legislature think that ought to be, these two forms of ownership ought to be treated differently?
It's certainly different than a mode of financing, because they don't have a deed on the property. A corporation owns the deed.
Why does that matter? What's the practical significance of who has the deed?
The practical significance is...
I think Judge Manning was alluding to that. I know it used to be common in mortgages that the mortgagee would demand the deed. Yeah, give me your deed. Even though, of course, a mortgagee doesn't have an ownership interest, just has a financial interest. But it's kind of interorum thing. Give me the deed. And courts say it doesn't make any difference. So why should who has the deed make a difference?
Again, I'm just going to keep referring that.
See, you don't have a practical reason. You just have these formalities. Who has the deed? That. You don't have any reason why a legislature might say, we don't want to grant the privilege of tenancy by the entirety to people in co-ops. They're different from people who occupy condos, something like that.
I think they would take that because they significantly mention co-ops in the Homestead statute, whereas in the tenancy by the entirety and the enforcement from judgment statute...
Why would they do that? Why?
Because they don't own the property, because the corporation owns the property.
But they're living there. Who cares where they own it? Can't you think of a practical reason why the legislature might distinguish between these two modes of ownership?
I mean, it's the same reason that you would distinguish...
Are they worried people go into co-ops rather than condos to beat their debts? Is that... Why? They say, these are just deadbeats going to co-ops, so we're not going to let them...
I'm worried about that.
You think they're worried about that?
No.
No. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you to the council. And the court will stand in recess.